This goes to Dr. Crittenden, Crittenden, Bag 616-225-8967, regarding Frank Austin, Austin, date of birth 11/13/1933. Dear Dr. Crittenden, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Austin with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and benign prostatic hypertrophy. His last visit was March 7th of this year. His weight is unchanged, and he states he's been feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. He does have restless legs without claudication symptoms. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. He's on maximum dose Losartan 100 milligram daily in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, his weight is 170 pounds. Blood pressure 137 over 71. Pulse is 66. And labs, most recent lab studies were done September 12th of 2022. Creatinine is 2.8. Over the last 3 months, that has been progressively higher. We've asked him to do monthly labs. In June, it was 2.83, July, 2.83, and again, 2.8. Prior to that, he was running between 1.9 and 2.2. So there's been some progression of the chronic kidney disease. The patient also states that he's feeling well. His electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.5. Hemoglobin 13.1 with a normal white count, normal platelets. Calcium is 9.4. And albumin is 3.7. Intact parathyroid hormone, 61.3. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with progression of creatinine level increase within the last 3 months. We've asked the patient to have monthly lab studies done now, and he agrees to do so. Hypertension is currently at goal, and benign prostatic hypertrophy. Eliquis, however, should probably be adjusted. It needs to be lowered from 5 milligram twice a day to 2.5 milligram twice a day due to his age. He's over 80, and also creatinine clearance or estimated GFR is currently 21. So it would be safer to have that dosing 2.5 twice a day. Of course, that should be discussed with his cardiologist, Dr. Mander. But we have mentioned this to the patient and wanted to mention it to you also. And the patient will have a follow-up visit in this practice in the next 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.